Thank you for calling Incident Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Yes, good morning, Alexia. My name is Ron Burnett, and my account number is A for Apple, L for Lima, A for Apple, 20255-25.
Okay, are you calling in about a claim?
Yes, I need to create a new auto claim.
Okay, can you provide me with the date of loss?
Saturday, July 20th.
Okay. Okay, and do you also have that VIN number for our insured?
Yes. The VIN number is going to be 7, F for Frank, C for Charlie, E for Eddie, H for Happy, E for Eddie, B for Bravo, 77, P for Papa, N for Nancy, 009274.
Okay. Can you also provide me with the plate number?
Just one moment.
Okay.
That's the one thing I didn't write down. Yes, but I have that. I can grab that. All right. Let's see here. That's 992. The plate number is D for David, T for Tango, H for Happy, N for Nancy, 44.
Okay, and what state would be for that plate number?
Colorado.
Okay. Okay, can you provide me with the state of loss or what state this occurred in?
Colorado.
Okay. Okay, and may I get the DSP company name, delivery service provider?
Yes, it is HC Elite Services. Or it may also be under HC Trucking, Inc.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to place you on a brief hold while I look into this for you.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. I'm just letting you know I'm still here with you.
Sure. Yeah, this is a new claim that I'm filing.
Okay. Thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So I do have that claim pulled up for you, so we can go ahead and file that claim. May I have your first and last name?
Yes, my first name is Ron. My last name is Burnett, B-U-R-N-E-T-T.
Okay. Okay, and what would be a good phone number?
303-261-2071.
Okay, and a good email address.
R for Romeo, B for Bravo, U for Umbrella, R for Romeo, N for Nancy, 5645@gmail.com.
Okay, so just confirm that was rburn5645@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay, and can you describe a brief description of what happened?
Yeah, my driver, and I'll give you his name later. My driver was, of course, operating the vehicle and sideswiped the other driver's car, which was parked. Of course, it was raining, and he said he didn't. He just wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
And he sideswiped the on the passenger side on our vehicle. There's significant damage, and on the passenger side of the parked vehicle, there is significant damage.
Oh, okay. So our insured vehicle sideswiped the claimant vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay. And what time did this occur?
That would have been right around 8:30.
Okay.
8:30 p.m. at night.
Okay. And may I get the loss location on where this happened?
Yes. It happens at, the address is 1497 Clear Skyway, Castle Rock. Castle Rock is two separate words. Colorado, 80109.
Okay. Okay, and may I get the year, make, and model of our insured vehicle?
Yes, it's a 2023 Rivian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, does it have the model on there?
Yes, EDV 700.
Okay. Okay, and did our insured vehicle have any damages?
Yes.
Okay, where were the damages?
Oh, I thought I just gave that information to you. It was on the left side. It was on the passenger side of the vehicle. And the, I mean, it's significant damage. He sideswiped the part, the claimant, vehicle, and from the front, from the front wheel to about the middle of the vehicle on the passenger side, it is significant damage.
Okay. Okay, was our insured vehicle still drivable?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and may I get the name of our insured driver?
Yes, his first name is Yusef, and I'll spell it Y for Yankee, O for Oscar, U for Umbrella, S for Sam, E for Eddie, F for Frank. And his last name, I'm just going to spell it. A for apple, G for golf, O for Oscar, U for umbrella, C for Charlie, H for happy, A for apple, R for Romeo.
Okay. Okay, and did he have any injuries or any passengers in the vehicle?
No.
Okay. Now, may I get the other year make and model that was involved?
Yeah, it was a 2014 Dodge Charger. And I have the VIN number as well as the plate.
Yes, please.
Okay. The VIN number is the number 2, C for Charlie, the number 3. C for Charlie, D for David, X for X-ray, D for David, T for Tango, the number 3, E for Eddie, H for Happy, the number 3, 6, 0, 8, 7, 1.
Okay, and do you also have that plate number?
Yes, 2, 6, 0, V for Victory, Q for quarter, Z for zebra. And I also have the claimant's insurer and the policy number.
Okay. And Colorado will be for the state for this plate number as well?
Yes.
Okay. And may I get the name of the owner of the vehicle?
Yes, his first name is Paul. His last name is Stewart. S for Sam, T for Tango, E for Eddie, W for Whiskey, A for Apple, R for Romeo, T for Tango.
Okay.
And I have a telephone number as well.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, you can go ahead and provide that phone number.
Okay,
970-380-9-3773.
Okay. Hi, Alexia.
Yes.
Hey, I owe you an apology.
Oh, you're fine.
And please forgive me. No, it was unacceptable. When you asked me for the damage to the vehicle, my response should have simply been to tell you with kindness. With kindness. And I'm sorry. It's inexcusable. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And I would do better. I would do better. So please forgive me.
I forgive you. It's okay. Okay, were there any damages to this vehicle?
Yes.
Okay, and what were the damages reported?
Yeah, the damages on the passenger side. The front panel all the way to the rear door. Significant.
Okay. And was this vehicle still drivable?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Did they have any injuries or any passengers in the vehicle?
No. The vehicle was parked.
Okay. And were there any police involved?
No, the claimant decided not to call the police officer.
Okay. And were there any witnesses?
No.
Okay.
When my driver hit him, of course, he did the right thing. He called me, and I told him to make sure that he go to the homeowner's door and knock on it and make the homeowner aware of what happened. And the homeowner came out, and I spoke with him on the phone, and we were able to, and I told him we will make sure that we take care of the damage to his vehicle.
Okay, so I got all the information I needed. So I'm just going to place you on a brief hold while I go ahead and submit in this claim for you.
Okay, thank you, Alexi.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding. So I went ahead and submitted in that claim for you. So I have the claim number and the adjuster information that's assigned to this claim whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so the claim number is going to be X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, dash the number 24, dash 04294.
Okay.
And the name of the adjuster that's assigned to this claim is Laura, and her name is spelled Laura. And I'm going to spell her last name out. It's going to be I as in igloo, R as in rainbow, I as in igloo, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in rainbow, R as in rainbow, and Y as in Yankee. And her phone number,
Irisory?
yes.
Okay,
Her
phone
phone
number.
number is 256-600-9390. And did you also want her email address?
Yes.
Okay, it's going to be her first name, Laura, dot her last name
Got it.
at X as in X-ray claims with an S on the end dot claims with an S on the end.
Okay.
All
X
right.
claims dot claim. Okay.
Correct. And did you also want me to get you connected over to the adjuster?
I'm quite certain she'll reach out to me. They
Yes, she
normally do.
would. And normally it takes one business day.
Okay, Alexia, thank you so much. Really appreciate your help. And
You're so welcome.
have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Take good care. Bye.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye.